Welcome to the Path to Profit podcast with your hosts, Dr. Manette Riordan and Brad Dobson.
Hi, and welcome again to the Path to Profit podcast. I'm Brad Dobson with my lovely co-host, Dr. Manette Riordan.
And wife.
Oh, yeah, that too. And we're excited today to have Matt Miller on board. Welcome, Matt.
Hey, Brad and Manette. Great to be here. I'm excited to be on the show.
Yeah, and we're recording this. It's only a couple of days before Thanksgiving, which is one of my favorite holidays.
Me too.
Got the kids home from school. There's no gifts to buy, only family to spend time with and lots of good food to eat.
Food.
Yeah, and before we started the call, we always get these great nuggets from our guests. Like, we should just record all the pre-stuff as well as the post-stuff. And we've got some fun nuggets, I think, coming from Matt to you guys today and from us as well on getting your family involved in growing your business. So we'll dive into that a little bit as something new and different to talk about. But first, let me tell you a little bit about Matt and his journey, because it's sounds like it's been a bit of a wild one in a lot of really fun ways. So he spent his first 9 years as an Air Force pilot. My dad was an Air Force pilot before entering the private sector to work in the medical device and ad industries, which are like, couldn't be any different, technical and creative on both sides. But he was a top performer in the corporate world, but what he really always wanted was to be his own boss. And he made that happen with an amazing company he's going to tell us about called School Spirit Vending. As a longtime PTA mom, I can't wait to hear more about this. And he really brought it to the edge of both vending and school fundraising industries. And it's actually a franchise program that people can participate in. It's great if you're looking to make a secondary income and work with home without like working yourself out of a home, right? Maybe is a fun way to put that. So that's kind of the, in a snapshot, just touching on some of the things you've done. But Matt, in your words, tell us a little bit about your company and what you guys are up to.
So about 10 and a half years ago, I had a bunch of young kids come knocking on my door, selling me stuff for the local school fundraiser. And I didn't know the kids, their parents weren't with them. And I was like, this is not right. I've got kids similar age. These kids are going door to door to strangers' houses in a suburb of Houston. And I had gotten involved in vending previously. I'd been involved in print advertising, like you had mentioned. So I knew enough to be dangerous as far as at least directing designers and kind of knowing what I wanted, even though I didn't have the tools to do any of that myself. And so I came up with this crazy idea of custom stickers and sticker machines in school and a passive fundraiser that could potentially get a bunch of kids off the street from selling stuff, but would also provide a more passive income for me and my family as time went on. And so School Spirit Vending was born. Today, 10 years later, we are a franchise, like you mentioned. We teach families all over the country how to do what we do in their area and serve schools, typically within their geography. And it's a business that requires a limited time commitment for them. So it allows them to continue to pursue their full-time careers like I did for years and do this on the side and in the process create an additional stream of income that is that's creating money for them while they're off doing other things. And so that's kind of the foundation. We have 108 franchisees today and 39 states. And it all started down in a suburb of Houston here 10 years ago.
So you're another 10-year overnight success story.
Yeah, exactly.
We talked to this awesome guy on the last podcast, Eric Rosenberg from personalprofitability.com, and he had a very similar story, completely different business model as a finance writer, but that same story of you got to put in the time as you're building, don't burn the boat while you're in it, as my friend Tina always used to say. And so that you were building this on the side while you were working full time.
That's the biggest misnomer, I think, that there is out there today. And the internet has done nothing but do people a disservice by perpetuating it. There is no get rich quick. There's no something for nothing. Guess what, guys? We were created to work, and you will work your entire life. So find a way to do it that you're passionate about, that you can make some money. And for me, my goal was to have enough money to provide for my family, but also to have time to do some of the things that I really loved to do. And so vending was a perfect fit because, you know, as you and I are talking, there are quarters being put in machines all over the country. And I'm hanging out here in EIEIO in Central Texas, talking to you guys, getting ready for a laid-back Thanksgiving here.
So how many kiddos do you have?
We've got three.
Nice.
My two oldest are in college. My son Zane is a junior at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. My daughter Sarah is a sophomore at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. And my youngest Rebecca is a junior in high school and just got her driver's license. So life is still pretty crazy here in the Miller household.
I wish we could get our children to get their driver's licenses, but that's, you know, a topic for another day. So I'd love to have you explore this idea of getting your kids involved in the business, because I loved what you were sharing before we started about this. This hasn't been just your passion project, but it really came out of a family passion for and support for schools, right?
So as a homeschool family, which I know is pretty ironic since most of the business is in traditional public schools, our philosophy is that everything in life can be a learning experience. And so when it came to business, it was no different. And this was an opportunity for us as we were starting something from the ground up for our kids to be a part of it every step of the way and learn along the way.
Right.
You know, early on, my youngest Rebecca, she was 5 or 4 at the time, just wanted to come out to the garage as dad was putting machines together and put quarters in the machine to get stuff out of it, you know. But after a while, the kids learned how to collate stickers. They learned how to put machines together. They went out and learned how to service and help with that. They learned how to work trade shows. And my youngest Rebecca today is sought after by the team here in Texas whenever we have a PTA or principals event, because to have a 16-year-old that can carry on a conversation without a phone in their face is a really, really rare thing today. Right. And she learned a lot of that by being part of mom and dad's business and us, you know, allowing them to grow into those roles, but also having some high expectations and treating them like adults in many ways. Both Zane and Sarah have been graphic designers for SSV for a number of years. Zane was our very first graphic designer at 10 years old.
I love that.
I got my logo designed and my first couple spirit stickers designed, and I saw how big the check was to that graphic designer who was a family member. Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy smokes, I got to figure out a way to bring this in-house. So we bought an iMac, we bought the Adobe suite, mm-hmm. and my son Zane traded 2 hours of lawn mowing with a buddy of mine who is formerly a Hollywood commercial editor and trained graphic designer, in exchange for educating him a little bit on Photoshop and Illustrator. And that was the foundation for him. Today, he's been doing graphic design for 11 years, thousands of design jobs he's done for hundreds of clients. He now does web and app design as well. He was pulled aside from the head of external affairs at Hillsdale College here about 8 months ago. The guy pulled him into the office. He said, I've seen a bunch of your work around the campus. How did you learn how to do this stuff? Because most kids are in school are learning graphic design, sure, not actually doing it, right? Okay. At least initially. He's like, well, I started graphic design at 10 in my dad's business. And so I've been doing it for 10 years. And the guy's like, you're hired. And so his student job is to handle many of the marketing campaigns for the university today. He did a paid internship last summer, and they're talking about him potentially, you know, working for the university if he wants to after he gets out.
That's fantastic.
I love the whole story about how you started them young and they saw every aspect of the business, similar to us. So when I I told Matt that we lived in Plano for 13 years. I owned a parenting magazine. So I was deeply steeped in this whole world that you're talking about, both on the advertising side
and the
kid side, raising kids. And we used to host big expos and our kids were there. It took them everywhere. Sales meetings, right? So same, they're very comfortable having conversations with adults and real world conversations. But I think what I love most about what you've said is how that early experience has translated into potentially a lifelong career, in particular for your son. And or you said both your kids are studying design in university.
The two oldest, yeah.
That's amazing that the impact that has had
on my goal,
raising future entrepreneurs.
Yeah, my goal is to find out what their God-given talents are, mm-hmm. and to create an environment to where they can thrive. And ultimately, whether they decide to be freelancers or start their own companies or work for somebody else and just do design on the side, that's going to be up to them. But we wanted to empower them with the tools necessary to have a huge jump start that their mom and I didn't have. Yeah. I'll give you another great example. My youngest, Rebecca, we've been looking at potentially franchising in Canada. And so a year ago this month, I took my first trip up to Canada to work with some folks in the Ontario area. Well, it was just a couple hundred bucks more for a flight. I was already paying for a rental car. I was already paying for a hotel room. Mm-hmm. And she already had a passport. So my youngest, Rebecca, at 15, came with me. She not only went out and went to a bunch of different schools in the Ontario area for a couple of days, but she sat in a meeting with me with a bunch of lawyers talking about franchise law in Canada. She sat with me at an accounting firm and learned about that. And here's the thing. I did not make excuses for her being there. Yes, it's probably a little bit weird, but that's okay. Most probably think we're a little weird anyway. I got over that long ago. And this is all about me providing an educational experience and teaching my kids.
Yeah,
and
invaluable.
So I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And if people don't like it or it's kind of uncomfortable, that's okay. But the reality is...
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth of, or the definition of success, right? Just doing what you want to do no matter what anyone else says.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. So let's turn back to how you've grown the School Spirit Vending. And like I heard you say that you've been to vendor shows, which I'm sure is a big way to grow this. But what have you done specifically online? I know you're also a podcaster, but what have you found has really worked to grow your business?
The power of conversation like this, I cannot overemphasize. Mm-hmm. See, most of the franchise world uses brokers. They use pay-per-click. They use all the traditional stuff that you do to grow a business. Mm-hmm. And those things have their place. But here's what I love about the podcast. I love the fact that people, when they listen to this show, are either going to get it or they're not. and even if they have no interest in what I do, my hope and prayer is that I've sown or I've planted some seeds in their life in one way, shape, or form that I'll never see grow up, but that I give them some inspiration or give them the courage to take the next step or to look at the world differently than they've ever looked at it before. Just because of my vantage point, I've had the benefit of listening to folks and having through association, through podcasts and through, you know, listening to books on tape and going to conferences and all that. I've had people do that into my life for 50 years now. And so it's exciting to be at a place where I can give back. I can provide value because I've shown that it can be done. Even coming back from some really, 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 high odds, given our situation in the past, and to be victorious, and to see that it's okay, that they can overcome their fears and succeed, that they don't have to know it all as they get started. You know, there's going to be a lot of changing and a lot of learning and a lot of failure along the way. And I love to have the opportunity to share that. And you can't do any of that with pay-per-click or any of that. So in a lot of ways, we've kind of been, you know, a one-dimensional in that way. I mean, we do Facebook stuff. We've got a YouTube channel we do some stuff with. We've got a lot of video on the SSV business website. But so much of it has been word of mouth and people getting a chance to hear a little bit about what we do and saying, man, I've never thought of that. That makes sense. And then we have a conversation and a dialogue or begin one similar to what we're doing right now.
I love that because it's something that we're both really passionate about. And in the coaching industry, you know, we're seeing a lot of backlash against home study programs and online programs where there's no human connection. And I often have clients who want to start businesses and they think they're going to go online and get clients and make lots of money and get rich quick. And we keep telling them until you have a proven ability to sell offline, it's too hard to sell online, right? You have to master the art of connection. And I think what I love about what you're doing, and I went and looked at the website and everything, is that your passion for family shows, your core value of family shows so beautifully, Matt, and how that it clearly is trickling through every aspect of your business and to what you're putting out into the world. It's pretty impressive.
Well, thanks. You know, one of my philosophies that I've taught my kids, and I think this is really important for all those creatives out there. Guys, creativity and what you do in design is being commoditized more and more and more every day. So what is it that is going to make you different? And the thing that I've encouraged all of my kids in is and to have them and exposed to as much as possible communication. Mm-hmm. You know, speaking, writing, a lot of the old basics that a lot of people think, oh, we don't need that anymore. Everybody uses emojis or whatever. That could not be further from the truth, because if a designer is trying to get hired for a job and they have communication skills and have the ability to relate to clients and to others versus somebody who's a great designer but is a hermit, there's no question who the company is going to choose. There's no question who's going to be better serving of the clients. There's no question who's going to be a better employee and work better with others. So I can't overemphasize the importance and value of good old-fashioned conversation, connection, and communication, like you said, Manette, because too many of us...
Those are my favorite three C's. You're speaking my language.
Preaching it. So how are you able to impart that or bring those tablets down to your franchisors? Who is it? Franchisees?
Franchisees. Yeah. He's the franchisor.
Yeah. Or how are you able to help them with that?
There's a lot of tools that we could create for them that would take most of the work out of what we do. Mm. And I intentionally have not created all those tools, because I know that the struggles and a lot of the stuff I had to go through to get where I am today is the reason why I am where I am today. I was a history major and a pilot. I was not a salesperson. Okay. I'm an introvert. Okay. Who will come out of his shell when he needs to. Okay. But if I had not gotten out in the world and worked through my fears and struggles, I would not be where I am today, leading my family, leading my businesses, et cetera. So if I do it all for people, I rob them of the struggle that's going to make them who they need to be. And so that's our philosophy in parenting, but that's also our philosophy in business.
Great parenting philosophy.
Is the fact that, you know, I'm not going to do it for you guys. You're going to have to go out and figure it out. I'll be here to offer advice. We've got a lot of tools, et cetera, that will simplify things. And with 10 years experience, there's a very big shortcut that we're providing with our franchise. But the reality is you are going to have to go talk to that school, that principal, that PTA mom or whatever, and we'll learn how to sell what we do and paint the vision for what we do. And whether they've got any experience of that or not, once they overcome that hurdle, possibly them grow significantly, whether they're a former PTA mom, whether they're many folks on our team are financial folks, you know, accountants or whatever. I don't know why. Maybe they just listen to more podcasts than others. But we've got an incredible background of folks, and most of them don't have a lick of selling skill aside from, you know, selling their spouse way back when.
Ryan Dice always talks about that. I love that. Yeah, convincing your spouse, selling your spouse. So I love the philosophy. It's like you have the tools to simplify the process, but the real experience and growth opportunity comes when they're out connecting face to face with the people in the community that are going to buy or license their products. And it's funny, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I love that it keeps coming up in our conversation about the alignment between raising kids and raising a business. Like it's basically the same thing, right? It requires an immense amount of personal growth and strength and communication and connection to raise great kids and to raise profitable businesses. And I love that you so are just like totally speaking my language.
Yeah, it's neat. So from, like you said, you're in EIEIO, Texas, Central Texas, with the ducks and the chickens. I think a lot more people are attracted by how the internet can help them be entrepreneurs, but not have to live in the city. And how are you able to negotiate that? Are you just on the road to conferences and stuff to get that communication happening? Are you able to leverage digital marketing to a certain extent? Is it the sum of all of those things?
Well, first off, I typically will attend 4 or 5 conferences a year. I've been a regular attendee of Podcast Movement for the last 3 years, social media marketing. Yeah. You guys have to go.
Yeah,
we'll have to meet you there next year.
Yeah, it's in Philly this next year. So we'll have a Philly cheesesteak and hang out.
Yeah.
I've been to Social Media Marketing World down in San Diego the last 3 years in a row. I've been to several Dave Ramsey events. I'm part of a mastermind group that actually Tom Schwab, who was a former guest on your show, I'm a good buddy of his, and he helps lead that, called Iron Sharpens Iron, headed by a guy by the name of Aaron Walker and his company View from the Top. We meet twice a year, about 70 men in the Nashville area for a long weekend, and it's networking and learning and that type of thing. I learned along the way that the speed of the group is determined by the speed of the leader. And there was a while there where I wasn't learning and growing. And because of that, our business wasn't growing. And so that was the first part. And then I got to meet some people along the way at those events that completely changed my life. One of which is Aaron Walker. 3 years ago in August, I hired him as a coach. That changed everything in my life, because I had somebody that had fruit on the tree, that had been at business for 35 plus years, multimillionaire, bought and sold 8 or 10 different businesses along the way. And on a weekly basis, I was able to meet with him on the phone and learn from him and be accountable to him and be called out on things that I needed to change or fix or could have done better. Instead of me living in my introvert cave that is so easy to do. And so that, coupled with the masterminds that I'm a part of, where we get on Zoom once a week for an hour, a group of men, 10 of us from all over the country, and they're essentially like an informal board of directors for me, and of course me for them as well. And that has made all the difference, because there's so much information today, so much out there, that it's impossible for us to keep up with it all. And so getting around people from different walks of life, different backgrounds, different thought process, different experiences is huge for where I am today.
Yeah, I love that. We're obviously biased, since we are coaches and trainers, right? But we invest heavily in our own coaching and training for that same reason. I love masterminds. I love group coaching. I love one-on-one coaching. We usually have personal coaches and business coaches going on at the same time, because I feel like I love what you said about the speed of the group is determined by the speed of the leader. That was an awesome tweetable there. And I think that if we're not growing, we're dying in business, right? Because it's constantly evolving and changing. And I love that the conferences that you're attending are about your own growth. They're not industry conferences about school vending, right? Although I'm sure you have people attending those as well, but or have attended a lot of those in the past, but that they're really things that are personally for you to grow. We'll be at Ryan Dice's Traffic and Conversion in February in San Diego for the same reason, right? It's we don't know what we don't know as business owners. And I think that cautionary note that you mentioned at the beginning, which is such a beautiful echo of our last episode about there is no get rich quick. It requires time and effort. And yet that time and effort can be put in while you're homeschooling and raising your kids and from EIEIO, Texas, right? Or Santa Barbara, California, which was our beautiful option.
Our
right?
destination.
Our destination, our life destination. So it just feels like you are incredibly grounded in your core values. And it's what we try to teach our clients is that's the foundation from which success really flows is really knowing what it is that you value and really building that into everything that you do.
Guys, you know, here's the thing. Most athletes, most CEOs, most anybody that we that is in the spotlight that we see on TV or on the radio or whatever every day has a coach. But for whatever reason, most of us never got the memo. And there's a reason why most of us don't ever move forward in our life is because we don't have somebody like Brad and Manette in our lives pouring into us and giving us insights and looking at the world from a different perspective and helping us see that. I can't overemphasize the importance of that enough, guys. I've figured out, and one of the reasons why I'm successful, I've figured out who I am. I've done a real world, honest audit of myself over the years. And there's some things that I'm not good at. There's some things that are a blind spot for me. And so I've purposely found people in my life to help me in those areas, to help me make up for those areas of weakness. One of my big areas of weakness is eating and health and fitness. So I hired a personal trainer. Actually, Pat Flynn, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Pat. Pat's personal trainer, Jeff McMahon of Total Body Construction. Pat turned me on to him about a year and a half ago, and I've been working with Jeff ever since. He's in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm in EIEIO. We get together on Zoom several times a week. I work out in my office because I told him at the very beginning, I don't have time to go to the gym. I got too much going on. It has to be easy. Yeah. So we start out with a couple of dumbbells and a stability ball and a yoga mat, and he helps me. He helps keep me accountable. He helps me stay fit. He helps, you know, all those things. I've got a spiritual advisor and then a life and business. So guys, I can't overemphasize enough the value of mentors and coaches in your life.
Yeah. Isn't it insane? I mean, the child rearing journey was similar, but I guess we had some coaches along the way. It's insane how much you don't know.
Well, you know, how blind you are to your own shortcomings, right?
And I don't know about yourself. I'm one of those people that, you know, I've sort of always been proud of being able to forge ahead on my own and be sort of a standalone entity, and I can figure it out and I can push through. And boy, does that ever hold you back in business? You know, once you give up on that and you get some coaching and understand, the barriers that you're putting up to your business, to your life, by being that way, mm-hmm. gosh, then it's time for some real change.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of it too, you can't put your finger on exactly what it is you got out of that conversation or whatever. But then there's other times, like I was on my mastermind call on Monday and one of the guys brought up an app that I had never heard of before. And that short mention of that app, I already know is going to completely change my workflow for some of the stuff that I do. And I would have never, ever known about it if I hadn't been there willing to learn.
Okay, you got to share what the app is now.
Well, one of them is called Repurpose.io. Are you guys familiar with that?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I heard of it.
What Repurpose allows you to do is it allows you to take this podcast episode and if you want, you can automatically publish it to YouTube. Right. It does all of it for you in the background. You upload it and it goes to your RSS feed and then it sends it all over the place for you. I didn't know anything about that not too long ago. Just stuff like that. Another app called Rev, mm-hmm. which a transcription app. I would have never known out here at EIO that even exists.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, little things, little serendipities along the way that you can't put an ROI on it. You can't say, I'm spending this much money on being part of this group or having this coach, and I have to see why out of it for me to continue. No, you need to make a decision now that you're going to have a lifelong commitment to growth and change and then realize that the serendipities are going to come. When I hired Aaron, it was 13 months before I saw any financial change whatsoever because there was a lot of junk I had to overcome. Mm-hmm. There was time that he and I had to get to know one another. Once we did, though, on month 14, I made back four times what I invested in the previous 13 months with him. Wow. But most people will stop after 4 months because they don't see, you know, the money rolling in. And that's the completely wrong mindset and attitude. In fact, if you're going into any relationship and saying, okay, how little can I put into this to get out what I need out of it? You might as well not even get started.
Right.
I've got a guitar teacher. He's a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. And anytime anybody walks into his shop and asks, how short a time will it take me to play this song? He tells them right then and there, I'm sorry, I don't have any openings. And they turn right back around and find somebody else because they have the complete wrong mindset. Because learning to play guitar is a lifelong thing, right, not a week or a couple week thing. And coaching and masterminds and all is the same.
Yeah, I love that. So, Matt, thank you so much for your time and information. I feel like we could talk for a long time about all these juicy details. But where can people go to connect with you to find out more? And tell us about your podcast, because what's the name of it? Where can people find it?
So the podcast, I've got two of them. One's called the School Zone Podcast, which is me interviewing school fundraising companies for educators, school volunteers, and administrators. I've been doing that one here for going on 3 years. I just started a month ago a show called Sowing Seed. It's Sowing Seed, Faith, Family, Farming, and Financial Freedom, all the things that I am passionate about.
That's so awesome.
And it's a couple times a week. They're very short episodes of 5 to 7 minutes each. It's just me sharing life experience and stories as it relates to topics in those four topics. And they can find that on iTunes or at sowingseedpodcast.com. Awesome. Or no, excuse me, sowingseed.net is actually the URL. Right. As far as SSV, you know, I wrote a short ebook called Live Your Dreams, the top 10 reasons why you need to own a vending business. With all the 13 years I've been in vending, there's just a lot of things that most people as professionals never even think of. They see, oh, there's no money in that vending thing. Somebody just put a quarter in that gumball machine. Well, here's the thing, guys. Our company has raised over $5 million for education in the last 10 years, 50 cents at a time. Yeah. So don't tell me there's no money in vending. That being said, if they want to learn a little bit about the franchise, they can go to ssvbusiness.com/profit. And we have a landing page set up specifically for your audience. And they can download that ebook for free. Otherwise, if they want to learn just some more basics about vending, I published a course recently called Vending Secrets to Passive Income. They can find that at vendingsecrets.net. And it's a 13-year encapsulation of what I've learned in the vending industry and a definite shortcut for those interested in adding vending to what they're already doing.
Awesome. We'll make sure we get all those links in the show notes. And happy Thanksgiving. This will probably come out in December sometime.
A couple weeks.
You know, but happy Thanksgiving. That's when we're actually recording it to you and your family, and congratulations on your success.
Yeah, that's awesome.
To you guys. We're sad that you guys are in California now instead of Texas. But I love going and visiting the beautiful state of California, and yeah, we do it several times a year.
I have a feeling you're going to be like we were talking about with Eric. We're going to run into you at some digital marketing or podcast conference.
No doubt.
Cool stuff.
Awesome. Matt, thank you so much. And hopefully we'll talk again.
Yeah. God bless you guys.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thanks, everyone. We're the Path to Profit podcast, and we will see you again next week.
Thanks for listening.